This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, folks, and welcome this morning, May 7th. What a beautiful day outside. Just found myself all morning long. I just kept walking outside. Didn't know why, but I guess it was just to enjoy this low humidity Friday on No Filter Friday. So we want to hear from you. Have you had enough yet? We've been talking about that all week long relative to the crime picture. A lot of the services that are provided in and around the city or lack thereof. We'll also allow you some time to talk about the best advice mom ever offered up for you. We've got a great show lined up for you today. In the 12 o'clock hour, Melanie Talia, President and CEO of the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. National Police Week next week. We'll talk about the cancellation of the Blewett Zoo event with them. And also there's a virtual memorial service this coming week, honoring fallen officers from across the state and engraving their names into the marble wall at Lake Lawn Metairie Cemetery that goes on every year. They didn't have it last year. They're doing it virtual this year. We'll talk about that as well. In the 11 o'clock hour, Daniel Erspammer joins us, CEO of the Pelican Institute. We'll get an update as to what's going on in the state legislature relative to a number of tax reform movements. Also, every year we have the benefit of talking to someone from the FBI. Darren Rogers, Supervisory Administrative Specialist with the FBI, joins us about another recruiting event that they're holding, as they do annually. They're looking to fill a number of positions. What qualifications do you need? Are there law enforcement positions available? Darren Rogers, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
So, Darren, let's start out this way. What's the best advice mom ever gave you?
Get good grades, and don't get in trouble because I'd make her look bad. And I've lived my whole life being successful doing that.
A little touch of fear goes a long way, does it not?
Yes, it does.
So, Agent Rogers, tell us about this recruiting event that the FBI is hosting.
So, right now, we're in the process of hiring for a few positions. We're in immediate need for like an auto mechanic. We have a position for a photographer. We're looking for folks in the IT career field. And we also have a position called a operational support technician, which is like a 911 call center. And all of these jobs we're recruiting for right now, we have a immediate need for those positions. In addition, we have 15 more jobs on our FBIJobs.gov website that people can apply to, but they are not in the New Orleans area.
Right. So the four that you just outlined, and I think there's an important distinction to be made, is these are local jobs right here at the FBI field office, right?
That is correct, sir.
And oftentimes we don't hear about these jobs for whatever reason, and it doesn't require you to go off to D.C. or otherwise or to the FBI Academy. You can just apply here locally?
Yes, sir. So these jobs, the only thing that pre-COVID that you would have to do is go to Quantico, Virginia for like a one orientation training for 1 week. But no, these jobs all are here in the New Orleans field office, and you would be working here.
And the website where they can find out about these particular four job classifications would be what?
So for these particular job classifications, actually they can contact us here at the local field office, but we do have some of those jobs posted on FBIjobs.gov, but a lot of the local jobs that I'm talking about in particular, they can contact us, send us a resume, and we'll send that up to headquarters. If they meet the qualifications, we can interview them here at the local field office.
And that number would be what?
The number would be New Orleans. Well, let me give you an email address. So it's New Orleans Applicants. That's NEWOLORLENAS Applicants with an S at FBI.gov. Or they can call us at 1-800-225-5324 and ask to speak to the recruiter, applicant coordinator, and we'll take care of it.
So not unlike law enforcement agencies across the country, obviously, I think the FBI and other federal agencies have struggled as well in law enforcement-related positions. I would assume that you guys are hiring for that. And let's talk about the qualifications needed for working for the FBI.
So some of the major qualifications to work for the FBI is the first thing is you have to be a U.S. citizen. And you must be able to obtain a top-secret security clearance. So what comes along with that is just the fact that there are some things that you have to have done in your life to maintain a certain lifestyle in order to get that top-secret security clearance. And there's some things that you have to do to qualify for that. And what comes along with that is you have to be in compliance with the FBI's criminal and drug policies. And all of that can be found on our website, FBIjobs.gov website, and you can get specific details about it. But those are really the biggest things, U.S. citizenship, able to obtain that top secret security clearance, and be in compliance with our criminal and drug policies.
And specifically as it relates to a special agent, I know that there are additional requirements there, right?
Yes, sir. So for the special agent positions, the qualifications are the same as what I just mentioned. But in addition to that, for the special agent position, you have to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree. You have to be between 23 and 36 years of age. And that's like one of the things a lot of people always think about. That's the one position that we have an age restriction on. You also have to have a minimum of 2 years work experience if you have a bachelor's degree, and 1 year work experience if you have any advanced degree, like a master's degree or a law degree or something like that. And then for the special agent position in particular, you have to pass a fit test, a physical fit test, which consists of push-ups, sit-ups, a 300-meter sprint, and a mile-and-a-half run, all done with like a five-minute rest. And then also you have to pass a medical exam for the special agent position. So that's what makes that position unique. And also I always tell everybody you must be willing to carry a weapon.
Right. You know, having been the beneficiary of attending the FBI National Academy at Quantico and also participating in the FBI National Executive Institute, I think you would agree, some of the finest training in the world.
Yes, sir. You hit that right out the park saying that, because that is like the premier training ground for law enforcement. So, yes.
You know, I had the benefit also of being at Quantico during the first rotation of training of the HRT, the hostage rescue team, and ended up meeting some of these guys many, many years later, 20, 30 years later, just you know, while still in the business of law enforcement, and
right.
Reflected upon the time spent at Quantico. It's changed a lot since 1983 when I was there, but it is in place, even if you're not going into the FBI,
right.
just to see it and to experience it is something, you know, it's a memory I'll never forget.
Well, thanks for sharing that, because I think there's a lot of special agents and officers that have been to that academy that feel the same as you.
Yeah. Let me ask you, you know, other than obviously the law enforcement side of being a special agent, the diversity of the FBI as it relates to so many other disciplines. I mean, you guys are involved in a lot more than most traditional law enforcement agencies.
Yes, sir, that is correct. So one of the biggest myths is that the FBI is made up of only special agents, but that's not true. We have what's called the professional support staff, which are the folks that are in support of the special agents and the FBI's mission. And that is a whole separate career path. Under that career path, we have attorneys, computer scientists, forensic accountants, we have intelligence analysts, and those positions, those positions that I mentioned to you, the automotive mechanic, the photographer, the IT person, operational support technician, they all fall under that umbrella. So that is like the bulk of our employees, our professional staff employees. And like a lot of people just wouldn't even think that we would have a need for an automotive mechanic, but every special agent that works for the FBI is assigned their own vehicle, and we actually perform maintenance on that vehicle. So we have our own garage, we have our own facilities where we perform like fleet maintenance on these cars. So that's just an example of how unique and different some of the things that we do as far as professional staff side is concerned.
Also, if you would talk for a moment about the sciences. I mean, you know, there's so much of in law enforcement today, whether it's behavioral science or just, you know, folks that are in the biology field, chemistry field, whatever it may be. A lot of the crime scene work that's done now employs all of these disciplines, and obviously the work that y'all do is really varied in many ways.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that we try to recruit in is the STEM category. And under that category, we would have like computer scientists, engineers, computer science, forensic accountings, accountants. So that's like a huge area that we try to recruit from. And one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, like they think of an agency like the FBI, and they think we're looking for people with a criminal justice background or criminal justice degree. So that's one of the myths. So that's just not the case. Of course, we like that, but we're looking for people with accounting degrees, cybersecurity degrees, data analysts, finance degrees, intelligence majors. We're looking for military in all of the physical sciences. So those are some of the positions or some of the backgrounds and degrees that we look for in our special agent cadre as well as our professional staff positions.
Absolutely. A lot of opportunity there for sure. This is a great time to get involved in law enforcement. If anyone's interested in being an auto mechanic, a photographer, IT, or operational tech here at the local field office, you can apply at NewOrleansApplicants@FBI or also call 1-800-225-5324. And for all the other positions, you can go to the FBI website and apply for that as well. Darren Rogers. Yes, sir.
I also have another number I want to give you, which is a local local positions. It's 504-816-3058. And that's like you can call us and talk about those some of those local positions that we have. So we just wanted to provide an additional number.
Absolutely. 816-3058. That's a local number right there at the FBI field office. Remember the main number well, 816-3000. So makes perfect sense. Darren Rogers, Supervisory Administrative Specialist of the FBI. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with this event, and stay safe, my friend.
I appreciate you having us on, and you enjoy the rest of this great, beautiful weekend. I just heard you talk about it, so I'm looking forward to enjoying it myself.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after the break, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. It's No Filter Friday. Have you had enough yet? We'll talk about that when we return. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.